So keep them in the water, huh?
Well, we'd pull them out when we'd get to the bank, you see. We'd bring the whole seine out, and some of them would be hung in there. They'd bite you if you got close to them, if you didn't knock them in the head or something.
These were the cottonmouths or the water moccasins?
Water moccasins, mostly.
Uh-huh. Did they hurt you any if they bite you?
I bet. I've heard of them nearly killing people.
Huh.
They're poison.
I don't think I'd care for that.
No.
Did you ever get bitten?
Huh?
Did they ever bite you?
No. But I've had them be all around me, you know. I'd be at the back of the seine. I didn't pay much attention to them, just one. But I wondered if I hadn't have got a snake bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't. I just one.
I don't think I'd care for that. Do they raise much fruit down here?
Well, yeah, right smart. But they don't, many people have any orchards. There's some big orchards across the river there over around Charlotte back in Texas.
What do they raise?
Oh, they just raise some peaches and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what do you call the inside of a peach?
The what?
The hard part in the middle of a peach.
End in peaches?
No, in any peach. The hard part right in the middle?
Yeah, well, you call them that. They got a seed, you see, a peach seed in there.
Uh-huh. And what do you call those peaches where the meat doesn't come loose from that?
I think end in peaches.
And how about those where the meat will come loose and let the seed fall out?
Oh, I wouldn't know. The smell burgers. No, I don't know.
Is that ever called a press peach or?
They might. I don't know.
Freestone or?
I don't know. Isn't there a piece they call a freestone or something like that?
Uh huh.
They're kind of a canyon peach, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. I guess they make pretty good pickled peaches, too, or preserved peaches. What would you call the inside of a cherry?
I wouldn't know.
Do they raise any cherries around here?
No.
No trees at all?
I never have seen any at all since I've been here.
Hmm.
Used to see a lot of these old hog plums. I've seen a time I could have got 7 or 8 wagon loads of them. And they make all a pretty jelly, too.
Huh. Purple, or?
No, it'd be red. Prettiest red jelly.
Hmm. How do they grow, the trees?
On trees, just
tall, or?
Well, some of them be pretty tall, not so awful tall. They'd spread out more.
Mm-hmm. Where do they grow?
On the creek.
Mm-hmm. You go out and gather them and bring them home for jelly, huh?
Yeah.
Do they have worms in them?
No. Some of them might, but they're hard to have.
If a peach or a piece of fruit, a plum or some fruit, dies when it's growing, and then the skin gets dry and sort of pulls together, and then it falls off, you say the peaches. What?
Well, I think it's faulty somewhere, worms in there.
Uh-huh. But when speaking of the skin and the way it's gotten smaller, any special word for that?
Well, it'd have got larger if it hadn't done that.
Uh-huh. Would you say it swiveled or shriveled? Or?
Well, swivel would be all right.
If